2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Okay, I need Scotty B for this.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Scotty.
What y'all gonna do?
Well, we're gonna start a Banana Only Fans account soon.
Yeah.
But aside from that, why did you look at me derisively when I admitted to growing out my mustache?
Well, because you look like you're going to be starring in a porn in the next couple of weeks. Is that what you're doing?
Well, kind of. The OnlyFans page, I guess, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? What's wrong with a mustache? Nah. Gary had one at some point. Nah. Garrett could grow one out easily. Garrett could have one by 5 o'clock tonight.
My dad had one, and I loved it. Without it, he didn't look like my dad.
Something somewhere went horribly wrong in the world of growing a mustache. I don't know if it was either TV or film, where mustaches became associated with
predatory
creepy
behavior
or predatory, right?
Yeah.
You see, I think it was Ned Flanders and The Simpsons.
No.
Bushy mustache.
I think it's the person, when you grew out a mustache, Scary, you look creepy.
But that's Scary 2000s. If I was around in my 20s in the 70s or 80s, it would not have been considered creepy. Something happened along the way. Yeah. And I really do think it's a pop culture event that happened, which then the world turned on mustaches.
I agree. Was there, I don't know.
It's probably that a lot of creepy guys that got arrested in the 70s and 80s had mustaches. And right. So we, you know, associate with them.
Nobody walked around in the 70s and 80s saying that mustaches were creepy. Otherwise, no one would have had them then.
It's because somebody did, and then people got creeped out by it. Right. So... It says that the pedophile and porn star jokes emerge from a place of discomfort, and that's why people don't like it, because it right away reminds you of a pedophile or a porn star.
Yeah, but where did that start, though? Like, why did all the pedophiles and porn stars all of a sudden start having mustaches?
Ron Jeremy.
Hang on, Brody, go.
Here comes Brody.
Okay, so fads come and go, right?
Trends change. Fads.
Yeah, fads.
Fashion
right?
changes. but fashion changes, right? And so... certain things went out of style, like mustaches and members-only jackets. But the recluse types, the ones that live in the basement, the ones that aren't, like, in society, those are the people more likely to keep the trends of the past. And they kept the mustaches and the members-only jackets. Mm. And people watch porn from previous years when people wore mustaches. So that's why you still see them, and that's why we associate it. But porn guys today don't have mustaches.
No. I mean, a couple do.
Doesn't it tickle? it gives very, like, old Indian man vibes. Like,
but that's only because you're Indian, are you saying?
No, it's like, India has a billion people, and if you go over there, like a lot of the creepy old uncles, they have that stash. It's terrible.
But then you just said creepy old uncle. Like,
exactly.
There's no wholesome man with a mustache. Where are the Tom Selleck's of today?
What do we call
Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso.
Yeah, Ted Lasso has one.
There you go.
But it's... I mean, he's not creepy. He's such a nice guy, but I don't like
him. I mean, mustaches are so bad that even Harry Styles couldn't pull it off. Like, he tried, and then he shaved that thing right
similarly,
off.
Similarly, body hair is for some reason now associated with being dirty. Like, you're not clean because you have body hair. Don't know why, but this, again, one of those things that in the 70s and 80s, everybody had, you know, a big giant friggin' bush on their chest and down below.
It was
natural, and it was part of, you know, how we all grew up.
Right. I think that's kind of a split decision. Yeah. I think some people still enjoy body hair and some don't.
Right, but like there came a time in the 90s or 2000s where... it's like shave everything everywhere, up and down, underarms,
then
guys,
you feel like
girls.
You're sleeping with a little boy if a guy is totally shaved.
Yeah. That happened because of porn. So
again,
the porn industry
we're blaming
started
porn
having their
again.
Actors, the female actresses shave completely so that the camera could see more of what's going on. And then we picked it up from porn.
But when did we become associated with, oh my God, you're not clean?
That's what I want to know.
Because it has a stigma now.
I don't know. Maybe you guys should just do it and see how much your ladies like it.
I don't know. I'm starting to get hair where I don't want hair.
The problem
Go on.
Is
right.
in your nose.
Tell
the
me more. Where is it, Nate? Where's
in
the weird
your nose?
Hair?
I'm getting it in my ear and on my back. I don't want it at either of those places. And my nose is starting to get a little furry, too.
I wish I could transplant it.
But isn't it light? Because you're a light. You have light hair. So isn't like peach fuzz?
No, it's not. It's like darker hair. And I'm like, I've never had dark hair in my entire life. How is it happening now? I had one in my ear the other day. It was like an inch long. Where did that
and
come
it's just
from?
One, it's just one, right?
And it's just one.
Yeah, like how does the one decide, you know what, I'm going to start growing now.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of hair, the other day, I had like one piece growing out of my cheek, this long hair. I'm like, what like overnight did it like just sprout? I'm like,
I have one of those on my sideburns, and I'm like, I don't understand. Like, how do I not notice it all the time? That same thing. Like, is it just autumn, it just pops out of nowhere?
It has to.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I had on my forearm, I shit you not, this thing was 3 inches long. It was like this on my forearm. I'm like, how did I not notice this?
It has to pop out of nowhere.
I think it does. I think our bodies have a sense of humor. And they're like, I'm going to sprout a hair in a crazy place and it's just going to pop up overnight. And then it's going to be embarrassing when someone says, Nate, what is that on your nipple?
What is that?
I'm not the only one that gets super eyebrow, am I? Where you get that one eyebrow, it's the same
Scary
one.
Scary gets it.
Back.
I've almost been blinded by it a few times.
Scary has super eyebrow.
That's mad scientist.
No, he gets brow. This one eyebrow from time to time that just like, it literally is like out here, like almost like you're watching 4D and it hits you right in the face.
Okay. All right. So Danielle, if let's say Sheldon, does Sheldon have a lot of body hair?
He has hair. It's not like, oh my gosh, he has so much hair.
Has he ever shaved like his chest?
He doesn't have to. He's not crazy. Really? He's got perfect amount there.
Well, here's the thing. Like fat dad bods like mine, shaved.
Show us, Scotty B.
Shaved stomach will not look good.
You look shaved,
that
though.
That doesn't look bad. You give yourself such a shitty, like, setup. It's
but
not
if
that
I,
bad.
No, but if I shave it completely, it looks stupid.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I'm starting to get there, too. Because you've been making fun of me in my stomach. I, that's fine. That's
there all are good. Some people that have, like, the werewolf right here. Like, it's so much hair, and it's so dark.
Yeah,
and
Alex Zagrin.
You can see it through the
first and last name.
Oh, I will call him out. Our sales guy.
Should we give out his phone number?
I'll give it out right now. Alex Zagrin. Oh my God, he is one hairy guy. Have you noticed that? Like when he has, you can tell when he's wearing a crew neck T-shirt, and you can still see the hair popping out.
Well, we've seen him without his shirt on, and I don't remember going like at the pool when we do.
Remember
like
that day he was wearing a sweater, but he didn't have a shirt on.
Oh my gosh, poor Alan.
Let him live. I used to work with a guy who would sit there and talk shit about women being anything but completely like hairless everywhere, as he had hair coming out of the top of his shirt in the back. I was like, come on, man. You can't have that double standard. Leave it alone.
I don't know. I feel like you've got to draw the line.
I'm getting itchy all this talk of like, hair everywhere.
You know, the one thing I will say is universally unattractive, you may disagree with me, is hairy backs. When a guy has a hairy back, I'm sure no woman wants that, right?
Thank God.
I haven't encountered it. It's not something that I desire, but if I really loved someone and they were like hot and had a great personality and the one thing about them was they had a hairy back, whatever, I'll shave it for you. That's fine.
No, you had to live with it. You can't shave it.
I'll live with it because the other stuff's okay. I might have a hairy back. I have no idea. Yeah. Check.
How about a hairy butt? Who's got a hairy butt?
Hey,
wait, everyone does it?
Hold on. Hey, Scary?
Yes, Brody. Yeah.
You want to interrupt the podcast for what you're about to ask?
No, as long as you're aware of the
text
messages.
I'm aware.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, wait. No, we've got to pay it off.
We've
got to pay it off.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about right
now. It does now. What is it?
It does not.
It does.
It does not.
You can't do that, Brody. You can't do that.
We have a texting situation for a reason.
I can't do it. Scary's the one who doesn't want to say it.
No, because it doesn't mean anything.
So then, Brody, go for it.
Say it.
No.
Say it. What's left? I know it.
A lot of people are saying that the phone tap we're playing right now is the wrong one, not from the one we played this morning.
That's correct.
It's from last week.
It's from last week.
Why did we do that?
So be it.
Did we not like the first one we played today?
Oh, who fucked it up?
I don't know why we're putting a secret on a podcast that only thousands hear when millions are hearing the wrong podcast, the wrong phone tap.
All right, so we'll correct it tomorrow. We'll figure it out.
And it's no big deal.
Nothing to see here. Yeah.
We're live without a net, so
it's
there's nothing
no
we can
big
do.
Deal,
it's
people.
Not a big deal.
Here's my question, though. Why, instead of just like texting that to Scary or putting it in the
Yeah, you're calling
the
him
chat,
out in a public forum.
Yo, Scary!
I didn't call him out. I said, Scary,
no, but
you
no reason
it was
to bring
a
it up
screeching
on a podcast.
You did bring it up.
It was screeching, and then we're talking about it.
He did it in a public forum. No, he did it in a public forum.
I know.
I agree.
I remember that.
Not only that, there's nothing the guy could do. He's not sitting on a time machine.
We can't go backwards. And now we brought it onto a podcast unnecessarily.
I mean, it's eaten up a good 2 minutes, so I appreciate that. But
Gary brought it on the air unnecessarily.
Doesn't mean it needs to be brought up here in this forum.
Why do you keep saying forum?
Because it's a public forum.
It's a forum.
Let's call somebody else that. Who else fucked up today?
I fuck up every day.
Relax.
Oh my God. Do you hear my stomach growling? I'm going to get blood work in a couple of minutes for just a checkup, and my stomach is like, because I had a fast. Sounds like a freaking monster.
Because I've been hearing your stomach.
Oh.
I mean, just regularly now, and the instant I hear it, Danielle goes, "Oh, that's my stomach."
I know, I admit it. I take full. Honestly, there's something living in there.
Danielle, what's the first thing you're going to eat post blood work?
Oh, so I packed a strawberry granola bar because as soon as they pull the blood, I'm going to eat it. But I'm going to go get something on the way home. I just don't know what yet. See what I pass.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe McDonald's or something bad.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have anything?
What's wrong, Scotty?
Nothing.
Scotty, why does it look like you're grabbing your junk over there?
I'm not. My junk is way further down.
I know, but you're like this.
Scotty's doing his OnlyFans now.
Because you're talking about stuff I don't like to hear, and I'm just backed up. That's all.
Can I
show you guys something on Show and Tell that might be kind of funny?
Please,
okay.
Yes.
So I was walking down the street the other day. I see a guy that has on a sweatshirt. The sweatshirt says, "Live fast, eat ass." And it has two bunnies on it are depicting, in case you don't believe that he's talking about eating ass,
he's eating ass.
Oh, my God.
When you explain that to me, I have seen it where it's the chocolate bunnies, the stereotypical chocolate bunny outline,
right.
And somebody's eating the ass, and it's like, okay, I get that. It's kind of funny.
No,
that is bunnies
is
straight
like blatant,
up.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Not cunnilingus, it's like buttalingus.
Buttalingus.
Analingus.
I take a picture of this guy, right? And then I look at the picture. His dog caught me. Look at this judging ass dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We went from ass hair to hair ass. That's a pretty good podcast.
Yeah.
So I was dropping Andrew off on Friday. I've never seen this before. So I dropped him off, and he was walking home. He probably missed this guy maybe about by 20 seconds. A guy just whips out his junk and starts peeing on a tree. A human, not an animal, a human. So I'm sitting, I'm at a red light. I'm stuck. And the guy's literally peeing right in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
So this guy had to walk by Andrew. And at any given point, if Andrew just like fumbled his bag in my car, he would have been walking straight into a guy peeing on a tree.
I saw it with my mom on Canal Street this weekend. Just whipped it out. Now, to be fair, he was considerate and peeing into a sewer. So I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then
so considerate.
Are you guys like me at all? I know I think I'm probably the worst about it, but do you stop people from sitting on your furniture when they walk in from outside?
No. That's what it's there for.
Oh my God,
that's
no! What it's there for. I'm like, not your subway clothes! I'll like run and put a blanket
down.
Really? Yeah, that's
really?
So gross. Yeah! Okay, think of it this way, right? So you're on, let's say you take a train, you're on the subway, I'm wearing these jeans, this sweatshirt, it's got all
those
the subway schmutz. Oh, these are real, by the way, these are Nikes. It's got all this schmutz all over it. Then I sit on my couch, I get it all over my couch, then I decide, I wake up in the morning, I'm going to sit on my couch in pajamas, take it into my bed. Y'all are nuts. You have to change your clothes.
But how long does those germs don't last that long?
They last forever. I know it.
No, I don't.
I know it.
When was the last time you saw cause of death subway seat?
How will we ever know?
It's a long-term effect.
How will we ever know?
Long-term effect.
It's so gross.
I do it on an airplane, though. I will.
See?
I like to change my clothes after I get off the airplane.
And
I think the train
has more butt traffic and stuff and sharticles and all that than the plane does.
Yeah.
I think the solution is you just wear two pairs of pants. You have your subway pants over your regular pants.
And then you just
take your pants off when you get someplace.
Outside clothes cannot come inside.
I mean, I've heard of shoes. So you made your parents take their pants off?
Oh, so they have clothing at my house because they're the same way. They grew up in India, in Bombay. It was as soon as you came home, you change your clothes. As soon as you walked in the door.
We should talk about this on the show.
Yeah. Interesting. That's,
God.
Yeah, it's like it runs in my family. This whole thing is like, don't do it.
But it's only public transportation. Like, you don't do that when you get home from work, right? If you take a private, like if Skiri drives you, right?
No, I wouldn't do it like if Skiri drives me.
Oh, my God,
maybe
you totally
should,
do
but...
that from Skiri's car.
He keeps his car pretty clean.
You should wear a Tyvek suit in his car and take that off when you get home. Throw it out.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't wash my jeans every single time I wear them. So there's a chance that these jeans I'm wearing right now may have been on the PATH train this weekend. So I just, as soon as I walk in the house, everything comes off and pajamas.
Wow.
Yeah. You're like one step closer to becoming your father.
Howie Mandel.
Every day. And that's all the time we have for today. So thanks, Silverbun.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
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 The 15-Minute Morning Show.